Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Summer. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。在节目开始之前呢，告诉大家一个小福利啊。每周三，我们都会给大家免费送纸质版的英文原版书。大家微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参加原版书福利的抽奖了。
Yeah, we have carefully picked out these English novels. They are very, very good materials for learning English.If you can persist in reading one book, you will surely be able to speak English at a higher level. So go to the WeChat official account for the lottery right now. Good luck to all of you. Summer, have you gotten your COVID-19 vaccine yet?
Not yet, but I've booked the first shot. I'm going to get that next Monday. 现在我们就是在全民接种这个新冠疫苗的时期嘛。我呢是下周去打第一针，不知道算不算晚啊。
No, it's not too late. For me, it's just comforting to see people around me are getting vaccinated against COVID-19. Do you know that now in India, there has been a severe shortage of vaccines?
Yeah, I know that. People are really suffering now in India. 现在印度的疫情发展真的是就是令人心痛啊。疫苗也短缺，医院也没有床，也没有氧气。都还没有生活必需品。They're also lacking in hospital beds, medical oxygen, and other necessities.
And the death toll is devastating. More than 23 million cases of COVID-19 have been reported, with a rolling average of 378,000 cases a day, together with more than 250,000 deaths.
这个数字大家可能觉得没那么直观，但我稍微对比一下，大家就知道这有多严重了。在印度现在一天以内啊，确诊的病例就是30-40万，那我们国家到目前为止一共确诊的是10万，然后到现在呢，印度一共确诊的是超过2300万了，就是死亡人数都已经超过25万了。
The suffering of people is hard to comprehend, and not just in IndiaCases have also skyrocketed in countries around India, from Nepal in the north to Sri Lanka and the Maldives in the south.
对，那其实之前Cecilia 还有 Max 老师呢，都和大家聊过一次这个印度疫情的严重性了，对吧？那现在其实不只是印度啊，印度周边的亚洲国家同样也是陷入了危机。所以我们今天就一起来看看在这些地方情况是怎么样的。
Okay, let's talk about that today.
那今天内容啊，大家最好是拿到我们的完整笔记，一起来对照学习。大家可以去微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。All right, so you've mentioned several countries where the pandemic worsens. 这些国家疫情都很严重，对吧 ？Nepal, 尼泊尔 ，Sri Lanka, 斯里兰卡 ，and Maldives, 马尔代夫。Any other countries?
Yeah, it's not just India's neighbors.Further away in Southeast Asia, infections are also surging in Thailand, Cambodia, and Indonesia.
泰国、柬埔寨和印度尼西亚感染数量都是激增。那正好这里我们来讲讲如何来描述这种数据的增长。Because I know that many students have trouble describing the trend. We can talk about that.
Sure. And the first good word to use is surge. Something surges means it increases suddenly.
Right.Surge 就是急速上升、激增这个意思。比如我们说泰国的感染就是最近就是激增了。Infections are surging in Thailand.
You know, Thailand kept its infection numbers low in 2020 thanks to successful containment measures. But this year it is struggling to curb a third wave of infections.
大家记得去年一月吗？国外第一个报道的新冠案例就是在泰国。然后去年一整年他们控制都挺好的，那今年就是放松了警惕，而且呢也没有打疫苗。 Alright, 那我们说他去年的数量低， Colin 说的就是 keep the infection numbers low. It's very direct.
Yeah, to keep the numbers low or keep the numbers high, like the US is keeping their infection cases high.
Right, I see. Alright, another word people often use is skyrocket.
Yeah.A rocket can move up at breakneck speed. So if the number skyrockets, it increases quickly to a very high level.
像坐上火箭一样，这个数字激增就可以用到这个词 skyrocket. For example, cases have also skyrocketed in Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka has experienced a steep spike in coronavirus cases since mid-April.
斯里兰卡呢是从四月中旬开始这个感染数就飙增的。这里又有一种表达方式啊 experience a steep spike. Spike 本身意思是尖刺，那个专业跑步那种钉鞋也是有这个 spike。所以如果数据中出现一个 spike, 就是猛增的意思了。A steep spike. Here it is used as a noun.
Right, and it can also be used as a verb. In Sri Lanka, infection started to spike soon after a nationwide celebration. General public complacency and slow government action have caused the cases to spike.
这些国家疫情严重啊，两个很重要的原因，一个就是 public complacency, 民众的自满。还有这个 slow government action, 政府行动也缓慢，就全国人民一起过了个节，这个感染数量就上来了。 Okay, so what would they do?
Well, the lockdown has been expanded, the border is sealed, and the president said the only answer to the spiraling outbreak is vaccination.
Spiraling outbreak?
Well, spiral also means to increase rapidly. People are struggling with the spiraling outbreak.
I see.Spiral 就是有螺旋那个意思 Spiraling 就是螺旋上升也是急剧增加 So they're thinking about rolling out more vaccines to handle the spiraling outbreak
Yeah, the country is pinning its hopes on vaccinations to curb the second wave
平常啊我们经常说寄希望于什么什么这里的英文对应表达就是 pin one's hope on Pin 就用来固定那个大头针所以很形象啊 Pin one's hope on他们寄希望于疫苗 They all are pinning their hope on vaccinations.
Yeah, and to conclude, new waves of infections are quickly engulfing a growing number of nations.
这个表达太形象了。Engulf, gulf 是海湾的意思然后这个 engulf 就是包围淹没经常用各种比喻比如说恐惧淹没了我就是 fear engulfed me. 那我们刚刚讲的这么多国家都是被这个新增的案例给淹没了。New waves of infections are engulfing these countries.
And now these variants are running rampant across Asia. So they need to act now and they need to act fast.
No doubt. 大家应该也都知道现在病毒是有变体的对吧而且在亚洲是肆虐。The variants are running rampant. Rampant 就是泛滥的猖獗这个意思。那各个国家我觉得尤其是印度都需要快速的反应然后积极呢防控疫情
After all, this virus has no respect for borders
Right, 病毒无国界也希望这次灾难呢能早日结束 Alright, 最后再告诉大家一个消息啊最近我们有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动就是把我们价值9980元的会员课啊免费开放给大家同时还有一个专属学习社群我们的创始人艾伦老师会在群里带着大家一起来学习7天这个活动呢就特别适合真的想提高英语水平的同学但是现在限量200个名额所以想报名免费体验的大家呢微信搜索早安英文公众号回复数字888就可以加入啦
Thanks for listening everyone This is Colin
This is Summer See you next time
Bye
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。